I create in a different way. I'm an artist. I create music. Like, I produce something out of me. There's something really beautiful about women artists, you know, because not only, you know, we create, you know, in a feminine way, but I find with, you know, my moon cycles and, you know, other things are happening, were always happening. And I would always take advantage of that and creating in those moments. I feel fulfilled artistically, and I never had any sort of emptiness. Never, you know, me, I want to empower women to find their life purpose, you know, and find what they really want to do. And yeah, I think that's you know, the most important for me, is that I found something that was so passionate and so deep that this is my life purpose, and I don't need to create little human, you know.
Welcome to We Are Child Free, a podcast that celebrates child-free lives. I'm your host, Zoe, and each episode I'll speak with another incredible guest about their decision not to have children and what it's meant for their life. Singer-songwriter Lily Rockelin is living her best creative life. Back in France, teenage Lily was discovering her passion for making and performing music and daydreaming about one day moving to America. Now based in New York, she works as an award-winning indie composer and producer, something that's more than a career, it's Lily's life purpose. Lily wants to inspire her young fans to follow their dreams, and if they don't include children, to create fulfilling lives of their own. We talked about how expectations of women change from generation to generation, the kinds of social conditioning we're still subjected to, and what life without kids frees us up to do. Even though she doesn't believe in legacy, Lily is helping to create a world in which children raised as girls are free to live the life that is right for them, and she's a wonderful role model for the child-free choice. As she says, don't listen to grandma, listen to Lily.
I was probably about around 15. I felt very independent early, and I knew that there wouldn't be for me. You know, I would see other young women, you know, whether on the street or cousins. I was like, that's just not for me. I have other passions, other plans, other, you know, life purpose that I want to do. And in the same time, though, I never blocked myself into never wanting children. I was like, okay, I know I don't want children, but if ever, you know, when I'm like in my late 30s or something, if ever I'm like, okay, well, now that I've done all this stuff, you know, I let myself open to it. I think that was just really compassionate to myself, too, you know, because I wasn't going to like block myself of anything. And I think also because I'd hear some women that were like, oh, you're going to regret. So I was like, well, I'm going to leave myself open to it. And, well, it just never came. As time went by, more and more, I knew that I didn't want children. And so, yeah, that time just never came. And I knew it since I was 15.
Being so young and realizing that you didn't want them, when people would ask you, you know, do you want kids? Were you very strong in your responses back, or did you do the whole, oh, I'm not sure, we'll see how what happened?
You know, I had a different experience, I think, than other women. A lot of women that never wanted children and didn't have any, they'll say, you know, that they struggled with their mother or they struggled with their grandmother. But me, I must say that I was just really lucky that my parents just never pressured me about getting married, having children. And I look at it in like a really interesting way, is that, you know, well, they pushed me to get a good education, get a job, stay employed, you know, do the things that I want, fulfill, you know, do the things that fulfill my life. And also how we were raised, you know, my sister and myself, my sister also doesn't have children, and which is very interesting. When you look at how we were raised, we were actually not conditioned. And so when I was a kid, I was playing with Jem and the Holograms, and that was my first singing,
yes,
singer inspiration. And you know, and it was this independent musician and total inspiration, right? And but also, I, you know, you know, I had dolls and stuff, but I never, my mom never like pushed me to like, oh, you know, you have to take care of your baby doll, you know, that sort of thing. Like, you know, they didn't let us do whatever we wanted to do. And it's nice to have that freedom. So I also played with remote controlled cars and boats and Majorette, you know, it's this sort of Lido. I don't know if you remember the Majorette stuff. It was some kind of Lido's, and you just built an entire city with it. And
that was so much fun.
Yeah, it was just so cool. And when I see this, I think to me it shows, I see myself as an example, and I know I'm not the only one, that when little girls are not conditioned, then you'll have the space to think and decide what you want to do with your life. And that's not necessarily having babies and raise them and spend so much time and this huge portion of your life and energy, you know, on raising children. Mm-hmm. So that's how I see it. I feel that if all the little girls were not conditioned, mm-hmm. then more and more, you know, we'd see more and more that how much when they grow up, they will decide, you know, it's okay if they decide, oh, you know, that she wants, you know, that one little girl, like, you know, later she wants children, or when she's 20, that she really wants children, but that's because she really wants it and not because she was conditioned or pushed about it.
Exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the thing. I remember when I was growing up, I guess I never even thought there was an option not to have kids. You know, mm-hmm. when you, it was only later in like my 30s where I was like, hang on, I actually don't need to have kids here. But you are really kind of, you know, trained from a young age that is what women do. They have babies, you know, they get married, they settle down. And it was such a relief to kind of realize that, oh, mm-hmm. I can actually go a different path. I don't need to, you know, do what society is telling women that they, you know, they're put on this earth to do. Like, no, sod that. I want a different choice. And I also, you know, I hope that lots of young girls realize younger, you know, I would love them to realize that you don't need to do this. It's not like mm-hmm. it's, you know, you have to have kids, otherwise you're not a real woman, which is mm-hmm. often this kind of weird attitude you can come into, you know, contact with, where we aren't real women if we don't have children, you know, we're not fulfilled if we don't have kids. And it's such mm-hmm. a, you know, ridiculous assumption, you know? I mean, the women who are I'm talking to are doing amazing things with their life because, yeah, you have time. You have all of these creative, you know, outlets and it's amazing what you can do when you, you know, you can follow your passions and your dreams, you know. Mm-hmm. So what about the expectations for women? Are they different in France and the US, do you think?
Oh, you know, that's interesting. I never really looked at that because, you know, the expectation. I mean, me myself, I was never really criticized because, you know, my immediate family, they kind of let you, you know, they just let you live your life. And if I was ever criticized, it happened more here in the U.S., I must say, than in France, that's for sure. And mostly by you know, women that follow, you know, the religious script that I'd call it, you know, and then and then they'll judge you over that, over, you know, you're not a Christian, and you know, then that's another topic right there. You know, so so I think they're probably more in France, they probably would just leave you alone more easily if you don't have kids. Okay, you know.
I think it's similar here in Germany. I mean, Berlin is, it's kind of like you know, the New York, where it's lots of young creative people, so there is never really any kind of pressure on you as such. Mm-hmm. But it is, Germany is you know, it does have this kind of the government is it's all about kind of this Christian upbringing with family values and all of this. So it depends where you live, for sure. Mm-hmm. How are you going to be treated by doctors? And, you know, and I mean, luckily, I don't know what it's like. I assume in New York, it's pretty liberal and doctors aren't kind of, you know, gynecologists aren't pressuring you. Sometimes I experience that here in Berlin. Yeah, do you get that as well?
I did. Actually, if there's one person that kind of, I mean, she asked me once, I'm going to say it was my you know, my woman's doctor, my GYN. Actually, she gave me a whole speech.
Oh, God.
And, you know, that's not for me. And I find this comes out coming from a doctor, especially here in the U.S., it comes out kind of weird because it's almost like you're looked at, you know, like if your uterus is looked at a cash machine. Because right. You know, you see that in the U.S., the pregnancies and deliveries, they can cost between, like, I don't know, I've heard $5,000, $30,000, up to $200,000 with insurance. I mean, you know, the U.S. healthcare here is ridiculous. So then, you know, when they actually I said, you know, no, I'm not going to go and give you money.
So that's great. What did the, can you remember what the doctor said? What the speech was about?
She'd asked for like a few years in a row, and she was like, "What? So you know, you and your husband plan to have any children?" I was like, "No, that's not, you know." And then She asked again, and she said, "Well, you know." And then she gave me the speech. Oh, you know, when a woman get closer to their mid-30s and late-30s, and you know, when this happens and this and that. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, that's just biology and it's happening, and I'm right. not going to freak out about it because, no. you know, I don't have children. And she was like, okay. But I came out of there was, oh my God, like that made me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've definitely had that from a doctor, a gynecologist, definitely. It's weird. It's like I've told you what my wishes are. So why are you asking me again about this? It's like, do doctors not know? Do they not believe that we're telling the truth here? And especially as when you're married, especially it's kind of like, you should be having kids, you know? And when you say like, no, both of us don't want children, it's kind of like, there's a shock from the doctor of like, well, that does not compute, which is so, so crazy, you know? And it's like, well, if you're not wanting kids now, I mean, you're not going to have children now, just in case you might change your mind in, you know, 5 years time when you can't have kids. It's like, I am definitely not going to have kids unless I am 100% in it and want to have these kids. You know, it's such a weird attitude for doctors to be like, oh, you know, but you might change your mind. And it's so, so bizarre.
Yeah, I feel that for women, I think this idea that, you know, a woman should have children, or a woman is less than a woman if she doesn't have children. I think this idea comes from two or three generations ago. And you know, just without being like a sociologist that I'm not, but, you know, the truth is that back then, women, like two or three generations ago, they were not independent. They didn't have the right to even try to think about what they wanted to do. Like, you know, they had to depend on being married, you know, with a wealthy man to have a good life and survive. And their duty, like their role in life, was to have and raise children. And they didn't have contraception options like we have now. And so they would have between 5 and 15 children. So then when you have these generations that, you know, they don't understand what happened to women, how much we've evolved since the 1960s. You know, that, you know, we, since the contraception, and then women said, you know, suddenly were like, okay, and they were working and they were feeling fulfilled in at the workplace. You know, now we are almost, not quite right, but we're almost equal to men, right? We're more equal to men than we were three generations ago, for sure. And yes. And I think these old ladies, they don't, and they try to pass on that message and pressure generation after generation, the woman to do what they were doing. As actually, but what you were, you know, what they were doing just doesn't fit us now. And the younger women coming in are even, it fits even less. And they feel for them that it was what they had to do because that's all they had to do. They never like took care of themselves or ask themselves, what do I enjoy doing? You know, or what do I, you know, I'm not saying that all women should not have children. They are, you know, there are some women that really, really have a passion for raising children, you know, and I feel okay with that as long as this is what the woman truly wants to do.
Right. Exactly. It's like, yeah, everyone should be allowed their own decision without judgment. So that's all child-free women are asking is, you know, to be able to have autonomy over their bodies. If they don't want kids, then please let us make decisions that help us. I mean, last year I had a huge fibroid that was causing me massive amounts of pain and bleeding. And it came to, all came to a head, and I had to kind of have an emergency operation. Oh. And luckily the surgeon asked me just, you know, once, do you want children? And I said, no. And then I was able to have a hysterectomy to make sure that I would never have fibroids again. And, you know, I know from friends of mine who they don't want children, and, you know, they do have issues with heavy periods or pain, but, you know, trying to get doctors to accept that they do not, you know, they would love to have a hysterectomy. They would, yeah, it's like, it's not going to happen unless there's like some a major emergency, or unless you're like much older. And it really angers me, you know. It's like, oh
yeah, it's almost like their job is to make sure that the reproductive organs of women, no matter what, that they're still working. It's almost like they feel responsible for that. But you know, if the population on the earth was very tiny, and if we had to, what I call breed, right, to make sure the human race would survive, maybe they would. I might understand why the daughters would feel that way. Because, hello, we have to save the human race. I cannot do this. But it's the complete opposite, you know. My opinion is that, you know, the earth is overpopulated. And I feel for me, it's also come as it's a bit of a natural selection, too, you know, what we call natural selection. That, okay, you know, you feel, you know, you don't want children, you know, for all the things we want to do. But also, maybe it's something unconscious where we know that the planet is overpopulated, you know, and that's not good. So sometimes that's an instinct too, you know. And I, you know, I also agreed to do this interview because, you know, I hope a lot of my fans and stuff, you know, I have young girls fans that, and the listen, I hope to empower them, you know, that, you know, if they feel they don't want to have children, they have the choice to not have children in their lives. And this is where we are as women in 2020. And this is just how it is. Do not listen to grandma, you know.
No. Mom. Never.
Mom is now, you know, if it's a little young girl of 17, maybe the mom is already pretty open about it. But the grandma and the great grandma, that's, you know, no.
definitely not. No.
Don't get it. They just don't get it. And, you know, also, I find also there's some people that will be like, to some girls that say, oh, you know, even if it's expensive, this and that, you know, just have one. Just have one. And, you know, for me, I've never had what they call the baby crazy phase.
Yeah, me too.
I've just never had that, and I attribute that to the fact that I create in a different way, and I'm an artist. I create music, like I produce something out of me, and I find as women, women that are artists, I find that there's something really beautiful about women artists, you know, because not only, you know, we create, you know, in a feminine way, but I find with, you know, my moon cycles and, you know, other things are happening, were always happening. And I would always take advantage of that and creating in those moments. And it's so interesting actually to see that. And I feel fulfilled artistically, and I never had any sort of emptiness.
No.
You know, never. And I think, you know, a lot of women, you know, will have children because they didn't research inside themselves what they truly want to do. And they think, well, then I'll do that. And then, you know, you know, it doesn't go smoothly, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, me, I want to empower women to find their life purpose, you know, and find what they really want to do. And, yeah, I think that's, you know, the most important for me is that I found something that was so passionate and so deep that this is my life purpose, and I don't need to create little human, you know.
No, exactly. We can create our, you know, our own babies, whether that's with our passion of, you know, through our work or, mm-hmm. you know, through our friendships, through our, you know, marriages, whatever it is. It's like we can show love and we can show passion and feel fulfillment through so many different avenues. We should not be put in a box, which is what obviously society wants to do. You know, it's like, you are a woman, you should be having kids, and that is your purpose. And when you go against that, you know, oh, God forbid you go against that. There's something, must be something wrong with you, you know, if you do that. Mm-hmm. And this is why, obviously, through this series, I want to show people that is complete and utter bullshit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, what about the idea of leaving behind a legacy? Because some people always, you know, always are kind of like, oh, but when you're gone, you're gone. I mean, you know, I have my own thoughts on that, but yeah, what do you think about this whole leaving?
That's interesting. I see it I see it in a very realistic way. And it's a myth. Legacy is a myth, because what happens truly with biology, when you know a man and a woman have a kid, you don't know what genetic material is going to come out. You don't know how the child is going to come out. You don't know what he's going to express. You know, the genetic material might really not be what they think would be their legacy. And then is that, you know, even if they think they can control the child, whether it's to make the child do what they want it to do and have control over the child, and because they feel that they failed their lives, this is all unconscious, and they will never admit that, a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
And they'll just push the kid to be better than them. And they'll live through the kid's life. You know, this puts a lot of pressure on anybody. Mm-hmm. And often the child would just end up doing something completely different. Or because they'll be traumatized by the parents, they might even do drugs. You know, or you don't know what's going to happen to this kid. Maybe he'll just run away and never talk to his family, or you know,
yeah,
or just, you know, be just so tired of that pressure, then you know, just do something else, you know. Yeah. So the legacy is just not there, and it's a bit like, that reminds me of some things I've heard when they'd be like, oh, but who's gonna take care of you when you're old, and who's gonna pay for your nursing home? And I'm like, wow. And then, you know, then they call child-free woman selfish, right? I'm like, you are saying that you want to have a child, to have this child's life, dedicate his whole life or his or her whole life to you. And then be your free nurse, right? And then pay for your nursing home. So it's like an investment. And that is more than selfish. It's narcissist. It's self-centered. It's way worse than selfish. As us women, you know, that were child-free, we're actually very realistic, very, we think about, you know, oh, I don't want to make a child endure my, you know, my craziness. Yeah. So we're actually, you know, more realistic about what we can do and what we think a child should deserve. I'd rather take care of myself first and then be available for people that need help or anything like this. And through my art, I get to inspire millions of people. And, you know, I participate to nonprofits for children. Like I wrote and made a song for an organization that works, you know, to prevent children trafficking, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, I think I have so much compassion for children that this is a part of my decision. And it's not because I'm unloving. I think it's the complete opposite.
And I mean, that's the thing, when women, when we decide not to have children, we do have more time to, you know, yes, follow our passions and our dreams, but also you can do things like help people in need, volunteer, do more charity work, all of these things that, let's face it, when you have children and you're working a full-time job, do you have lots of spare time and energy to give back to the community and the world at large? Like, I don't think it's that easy. So, I mean, that's the great thing about, you know, when women decide not to have children, we can also, you know, do things to better this world and our community in other ways. Having kids is it doesn't have to be the only way that we give back to this world. If anything, I feel like us not having kids is giving back to this world, right? So do you think you will ever regret this decision then?
No, absolutely not. Because, you know, I think that regret, you regret only things that you want to, that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I cannot regret something that I didn't want to do. It's, you know, and I would have regretted if I had had children. And this I know 200%. And, as I went through my 30s and stuff, you know, I just feel so grateful every day that I did not have a child. And my husband feels the same way.
Yeah.
And sometimes that we see how people struggle, and I see some of my friends, oh my God, like some situations, I'm like, oh, and then I feel bad for the child too, because sometimes you see that how they like, oh my God, how they care for them. It's just, I'm like, what, why? And this is, you know, being realistic, having compassion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad. You know, sometimes we see, you know, a couple with kids and all, then we see them struggling, or what is it going to be for college for them? What, you know, this and that and healthcare. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just so glad that we did the right thing.
Yeah.
And decided to never have children.
Absolutely. God, yeah. I think that's it. Like, I never ever think, oh, I wish I'd had a child, you know? It's every year that passes, it's just more concrete that I made the right decision, right? And I think, yeah, every woman, when they make that decision, it's like, we know our own bodies and our own minds, so... Well, I think that's a really great place to stop there, Lily. Thank you so much. This was so amazing to catch up, and I really loved our chat, so thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We Are Child Free is hosted by me, Zoe Noble, and produced by James Glazebrook. If you liked this episode, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, as this really helps other people find us. Head to wearechildfree.com to read more stories from incredible child-free women and find out how to share your story with me. Speak soon, lovelies.